Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 195. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. We're continuing with A Man's Plight series. We're up to A Man's Plight part 5. So we've got this week, and then we've got the following week. And then I'll delve into some other stuff for Book Insight Friday. Don't want to give that stuff away. But anyway, A Man's Plight 5 was a tough book to write. And it's because I know men who have experienced divorce and what they go through. And the main character is Ryan. And to write about Ryan's story and how his life changed financially at work, which led to his divorce, it was rough. And this is a story that had to be written. Especially when I see a lot of this content being posted on social media sites such as YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. And I see the MGTOW movement that's causing so much friction and division between men and women. And it's become mentally draining. And just in case you guys don't know, MGTOW means men going their own way. And I used to see the content posted on YouTube at great length. And it saddened me. And while I've never been married or have kids, I'm empathetic, so I feel a lot of what men are going through. And Ryan's story is like so many men who go through divorce. And I'm not absolving men for their actions in a marriage and when, you know, those men go through divorce. I'm more focused on men who do all they can to provide for their children and their wives, and certain things happen beyond their control. And Ryan's situation in the story was his finances changed due to his career, and it changed the dynamic of the marriage. And his divorce led to a myriad of things, such as sadness, depression, an alcohol addiction, and trying to keep it together from day to day. And it's a battle for him to see his children, spend quality time with them, but then dealing with the depression of having to drop them back home and not see them for potentially weeks at a time. And I'm writing it from the perspective of Ryan living in a house and seeing his kids every day to moving into an apartment the size of his bedroom and seeing his children alternating weekends if he's lucky. And yes, I grappled with taking some aspects of the men I know that has gone through divorce and just keeping it, you know, from a different perspective, but the reality is most men deal with the things I've written in this story. Especially when it comes to not seeing their children, not being able to talk to them regularly, and other things. And I will say that I met someone here in Arizona, and he's going through a divorce. And he talked about his story. And, you know, it's mixed emotions. It's, you know, he's happy he's not, you know, in the situation he's in, you know, and I won't delve into the personals of it because, you know, he shared that with me, you know, in a private setting in a way. And I don't want to, like, you know, talk about his life, you know, in that aspect because I respect, you know, privacy and I respect what people tell me. But it's going to be hard. It's challenging for him now because now it's, you know, he was seeing his child on a regular basis and now it's 2 to 3 days a week now. It's not the same. That feeling is not the same, you know? And I have a best friend that is dealing with, you know, some situations and some things right now, and it's affecting him in a lot of ways. And he's been divorced, I think, 7 years, and he's fighting to see, you know, his child, you know, every weekend on a regular basis. And there's things that he's facing, challenges and hurdles and things of that nature. So, you know, I've seen it. Now, do I know of, you know, healthy relationships and marriage? Yes, I do. But there's a more prevalent issue of divorce that's going on right now. And what's happening is right now in this world, the divorce aspect of it is the lawyers being in family court, custody, and finances. But no one's talking about the mental aspect of it that men go through. No one talks about the psychological mindset and the shift that has to happen for a man from going from seeing his child or children, you know, on an everyday basis to now you're seeing them every few days, alternating weekends, maybe every weekend, whatever the case is, right? So there's that change, you know, and there's living alone, and there's starting your life all over again, and there's not only having to support your children, but also having to support yourself, right? You know, and fighting and clawing to make it, right? And right now, as I'm recording this, we're living in a world of inflation, right? So imagine a man going through a divorce right now and the financial implications that is going to affect him. But then also now he's got to go find a new home, get furniture, move all his clothes, figure out his finances, all that stuff, right? And now I see all of this content on social media about how men really don't really want to get married anymore. Like the value of marriage is not beneficial to a man, right? And I didn't write that in this book, but it correlates, right? It really does, if you really sit and think about it in hindsight. So the reality of it is not every man ends up with an alcohol addiction or succumbs to drugs, but men deal with their pain in different ways. So I can't speak for all men when it comes to that, but these stories are all over the internet, and putting it in book format for people to read is, well, it's a different story. And I want to be the spokesperson and author for men who are dealing with sadness and pain in their lives, because we're all dealing with something as men in this world. And like I said, I am not sitting here absolving the men who do wrong in their marriages, cheating, lying, domestic violence, things of that nature. No, do not excuse that, not exonerating men from those atrocities. I'm talking about the stand-up men, the good ones who are doing their part and aren't, you know, really getting the light put on them for all that they do for their families and for all that they do for, you know, their children. Those are the ones. Okay, so just want to clear the air with that, because I don't want anyone to get anything twisted or misconstrued. I watch my words on social media, on these podcasts, like, because the world is just a crazy place right now. And you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching. You know, it's just like you're being watched everywhere, basically. Unfortunately, my tech devices watch and listen to my every move. And, you know, please, you manage it, you try to control it. But anyway, this story was very important to me. It was tough to write. I'm using stories and experiences and social media and a whole lot of things to, you know, be able to craft a story, you know, as important as Ryan's. And while these books are fictional, they are based off of real life and what really goes on. We only see probably about 20% of a divorce and what a man deals with and goes through. No one is really seeing and understanding the other 80% of what men are dealing with after the divorce is finalized, after all the court costs, after all the lawyer fees and payments. Yeah, then things really get real. And that's what no one is hearing or seeing for themselves. So that's why it was important to write a story of this magnitude, because I need everyone to understand. The goal, like with all of the books that I've written and published in 2022, is to really get you guys to open your eyes and really understand what's going on around us and to really be empathetic to a lot of the things that are going on. Just because it's not at your front door and it's not in your home does not mean that it's not affecting, you know, the world or what's going on. Because believe it or not, you probably have a friend, a coworker, or someone that's close to you in your inner circle, family, associate, acquaintance, that's going through something that you have no idea about. So you probably do have someone that's going through a divorce right now, and they're probably coming to work quiet as kept, acting like nothing is wrong. And you would have no idea. And that's why the offing rate, I don't want to say that word, the S word, it's very, very high among men. The percentages are very high. And this is one of the reasons why. Divorce and the finances that and the mindset and the emotions that men deal with. And there are plenty of other reasons, but this is a component, trust me. So I want you guys to know that I really hope that, you know, you guys take the time to, you know, read this story. And I hope that I accomplished what I needed to with writing this story. I feel I did, but like I said, I can feel one way and, you know, people who read it can feel another way. But I want you guys to determine that. So just to let you know, A Man's Plight is available on Barnes & Noble's, Apple, Kobo, Scribd, plenty of other bookstores. Paperbacks you can get on the Book Patch. I will leave the links in the description. You guys can always go on my website and look at the Man's Plight series. That's all there. So just, you know, definitely take the time. If the story interests you, definitely take the time to really immerse yourself in that story. It'll be well worth it. Another heads up, next week there will be no podcast. There will be no podcast next week. Here in the United States, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. I know that that holiday has some bad history and implications of how it, you know, came to be. But I try to make it as positive as possible for myself. And yes, I will be cooking myself plenty of food for me. And yes, I will be spending it alone, and I don't mind at all, because that means all the food is for me. Me only. yeah, I'm always serious on a lot of these podcasts, so I decide to, you know, be funny and kind of show my other side that many of you don't know about. Yeah, so next week there will be no podcast. I will be back the following week. So pretty much, after this week, there will be only 3 more weeks left of me doing podcasts for 2022. My last podcast will be on December 16th, I think. Yeah, I think it's December 16th. Friday, December 16th will be my last podcast for 2022. I always take the last 2 weeks, off, to be away from the world, from recording, from writing, editing, social media. I pretty much detox myself from everything, and I, you know, take time for myself. And the wonderful thing about this year is that I will be back home in New York, and I will be spending time with family and friends and things of that nature. So just giving you guys the heads up on what's going on going forward. So pretty much after Thanksgiving holiday, there will be 3 weeks remaining. So that's basically 9 more podcasts for the year. All right. With that said, I have talked long enough and I'm heading off. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Stay productive, be safe, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.